Senate Republicans blast Biden's agenda of abandonment as thousands of Americans remain stranded in Afghanistan. By Hannah Blow on August 20, 2021. Senate Republicans are slamming President Biden's overarching agenda of abandonment as thousands of Americans remain stranded in Afghanistan with no clear instructions or way to get out of the country following the Taliban's takeover. The video, released by the National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, on Friday, begins with a montage of news reports detailing Biden's most recent tragic foreign policy disaster in Afghanistan, which has unfolded over the last few days, before stretching back to some of the other major foreign policy issues that occurred in the first few months of his presidency. Watch. The video highlights Biden's failure to stand up to Israel and features White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki failing to answer a reporter's question regarding the U.S. assisting Israel in replenishing the Iron Dome. "I don't have anything to preview in terms of additional assistance," she said as the video highlighted remarks from Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, who accused the U.S. of enabling dehumanization by aiding the Jewish state. Abandoning Cuban freedom fighters, the video's chiron read as it shifted, featuring Cuban demonstrators explaining they have not received support from the 78-year-old commander-in-chief. "We are facing tremendous genocide in Cuba. I think Joe Biden should help us," one individual in the montage said. Abandoning American energy workers, the video's chiron continued, highlighting Biden's decision to revoke the permit for the U.S. Keystone XL pipeline, costing thousands of U.S. workers their jobs. The video also slammed Biden for abandoning Americans in border communities, emphasizing the migrant surge and the impact it has had on the American people. The NRSC's video follows Biden's struggle to sufficiently address the crisis in Afghanistan, as thousands of Americans remain stranded in the country overrun by the jihadist regime. Biden's State Department has been unable to say how many Americans are left in Afghanistan. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby also admitted on Thursday that he did not know the number of Americans trapped in the country.